श्री रामचरित की जाए। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 9 चैप्टर 11। परमचंद्र रूल्स द वर्ल्ड, टेक्स्ट नंबर 25। श्री बदयानी वाचा अथ दिश दिग्विजये भ्रातृं स्त्री भुवनेश्वर आत्मानं दर्शयन् पृष्वानं पुरीं ऐक्षत सानुगा। श्रीपदरायणीरुवाच अथ दिश दिग्विजये भ्रातृं स्त्री भुवनेश्वर आत्मानं दर्शयन् ईश्वरं पुरीं ऐक्षत सानुगा। श्रीवदरायणीरुवाच अथ दिश दिग्विजये भ्रातृं स्त्री भुवनेश्वर आत्मानं दर्शयन् श्वानम् पुरीं ऐक्षत सानुगा। Sri Sukadeva Goswami said, Atta, hereafter, when the Lord accepted the throne on the request of Bharat, Adisat ordered Digvijaya to conquer all the world. Brethren, his younger brothers, Tribhuvana Ishwara, the Lord of the universe, Admanam, personally, himself, Darashayan, giving audience. Swaram, to the family members and the citizens. Purim, the city. Akshata, supervised. Sa Anugaha, with other assistants. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Lesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada ki. Sukadeva Goswami replied, after accepting the throne of the government by the fervent request of his younger brother, Bharat, Lord Ramachandra ordered his younger brothers to go out and conquer the entire world, while he personally remained in the capital to give audience. To all the citizens and residents of the palace, and supervise the governmental affairs with his other assistants. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead does not allow any of his devotees or assistants to be engaged in sense gratification. The younger brothers of Lord Ramachandra were at home enjoying the personal presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But the Lord ordered them to go out and achieve victory all over the world. It was the custom, and this custom in some places is still current, that all other kings will have to accept the supremacy of the emperor. If the king of a small state did not accept the emperor's supremacy, there would be a fight, and the king of the small state would be obliged to accept the emperor as supreme. Otherwise, it will not be possible for the emperor to rule the country. Lord Ramachandra showed his favor to his brothers by ordering them to go out. Many of the Lord's devotees residing in Vrindavan have taken the vow not to leave Vrindavan to preach Krishna consciousness. But the Lord says that Krishna consciousness should be spread all over the world, in every village and every town. This is the open order of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prithivite Ache Jata Nagari Adi Gram. Sarvatra prachara hoite mora naam. A pure devotee, therefore, must execute the order of the Lord and must not gratify his senses by remaining stagnant in one place, falsely proud, thinking that because he does not leave Vrindavan but chant in a solitary place, he has become a great devotee. A devotee must carry out the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Yare Deka, Tare Dekaha, Krishna Upadesha. Every devotee, therefore, should spread Krishna consciousness by preaching, asking whomever he needs to accept the order of the supreme personality of Godhead. The Lord says, Sarabadharman Parityajya Mam Ekam Saranam Vraja. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. This is the order of the Lord, who speaks as the supreme emperor. Everyone should be induced to accept this order, for this is victory, Digvijaya. And it is the duty of the soldier, the devotee, to impress upon everyone this philosophy of life. Of course, those who are Kanista Adhikaris do not preach. But the Lord shows mercy to them also, as he did by staying personally in Ayodhya to give audience to the people in general. One should not mistakenly think that the Lord asked his younger brothers to leave Ayodhya because he especially favored the citizens. The Lord is merciful to everyone, and he knows how to show his favor to each individual person according to his capacity. One who abides by the order of the Lord is a pure devotee. That is the end of Srila Prabhupada's purport to text 25 of Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 11, entitled Lord Ramachandra Rules the World. Hare Krishna. Wishing all of you a happy Ram Navami. Ramachandra was invited by the demigods to come here. To come here means the material world. He was invited. Not that he need invitation. It is not that he need invitation, but he was invited. Because in this material world, prison house. The prison house is the place for criminals. The criminals are stays in jail, not good citizens. Good citizens don't go to jail. So this material world is a prison house for criminals. Criminal means what? Disobedient to the law. Therefore, there is always unrest, no peace. When there is no peace, the devotees who are peaceful people, Santa, devotees, the peaceful people who desire peace for the world, will invite the Lord, please come and do something. Something is wrong. So Lord Machanda came. His duty is to make sure everything is perfectly arranged. That's his duty. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami said here, it is an answer to Maharaj Parikshit. Maharaj Parikshit is a king, is a ruler. So he wants to know what at the standard process of perfect leadership. Ramachandra is not just a leader, he is a supreme God. So how was he dealing with his brothers in the palace? Was he using them as slaves, particularly Bharat, who, not himself, personally, his mother plotted against him? To spend 14 good years in the forest. We know that forest life, there is no kitchen there. So going to the forest, you are not expecting Saririya, Bijaja. You don't expect it. It is meant for austerity. So sending someone to the forest, sending someone to go to the forest means a person is sent to go and perform austerity. Go and live a very hard life. Apart from the austerity of not eating, there are so many demons there. So many demonic personalities. And dangerous animals are there in the forest to disturb. So one who has been sent to the forest and survived it, coming back to the kingdom, one may take revenge. So Parikshit Maharaj wanted to know, as a ruler, how did Lord Ramachandra behave with his brothers? When we are given position, how do we behave after we have been given a post? How do we behave? How do we use our position? Parikshit Maharaj wants to do the activity of a devotee. They are living peacefully together as brothers and sisters. The moment he becomes temple president, junior secretary, or GVC, how do we behave? Our attitude will change. Position is an intoxicant. It can change anyone. Position is an intoxicant. It is not only liquor that intoxicates. Position is also an intoxicant. Power. It's an intoxication. So Parikshit Maharaj wants to know, how did Lord Ramachandra use his position? Sukadeva Goswami said here, Ata adisha dig bijaye bratrin tribhuvaneshwara. Lord Ramachandra did not victimize his brothers with his position. Neither did he do that with the citizens. He's not an upstart. Lord Ramachandra, he gave orders to his brothers. Don't sit here and enjoy the opulence of the kingdom. Go out and preach Krishna consciousness. Go. In other words, sending his brothers out means what? He has given them different position. You are a kshatriya. You have to rule. So you go there and rule this side. You go and rule this side. You come and rule this side. You rule this side. In this way, Lord Ramachandra empowered his brothers, who are also his expansions. They're all empowered. If you don't give people chance to exhibit their talent, you will be in trouble yourself. A Everybody would dump their envy on you. Responsibilities. Should be given to responsible people. When a leader has trained others, leadership should not end with us. Because it's parampara. Either material parampara or spiritual parampara. Parampara is always there. It's all there. Like in the altar, you don't see Arjuna in our altar. Do you see Arjuna there? Why? Why Arjuna is not in the altar? The Krishna gave him Bhagavad Gita as what? Krishna told him why he's giving him Bhagavad Gita. Is it not? You're my devotee. I'm my friend. So why Krishna's devotee is not in the altar? Arjuna is not in the altar. Why? Why is he not there? Because he is coming from a material parampara. Kula guru. Tradition. He's a traditional acharya. So he's not here. We have a spiritual acharya. That is why we don't have Arjuna in our water. All our acharya, they are spiritual acharyas. So they are there. But customary acharyas are not in the altar. Arjuna happens to come from that side. So it is not a mistake. It's a deliberate deliberate demonstration. So parampara should not end with us. We are leaders to make other leaders. Lama Chanda did that. He's establishing that principle. He's a leader. So he gave leadership to others. After training, we don't give service to someone without training. We have to give service to people after training. After training, then we look at the quality. Then the service is given. So Lama Chanda is doing that. Train all his brothers in management, and then he empowered them. You go to the north, you go to the south, you go to the east, you go to the west. He gave them positions. He gave them chance to rule. Not that one is afraid, or if I give you position, you overthrow me tomorrow. No, therefore, you just remain here as my servant. That is not leadership. Lord Ramachandra is not teaching that principle. He does not teach that principle. He's teaching a transparent principle. He's a Lord. He knows what to do. Lead with the future in the mind. In other words, a leader should have a future in the mind. We should have a vision. A visionary leader is Ramachandra. He's looking at the future. He's not a manager, he's a leader. So here he sent his brothers, you should go and take charge of different places. And Admanam Drasayan Swaranam. Now, after sending his brothers to go out and spread the Krishna consciousness, he did not abandon his relatives and his ministers who are serving with him. He personally gave them audience by supervising every day, everyone. He supervised. He was not sitting in office and asked what is happening. He makes sure he goes out and see what is happening. He will get the news. He will also go out to confirm if it is true. The message is getting if it is true. Lord Ramachandra did this. So Prabhupada said, the Supreme Personality of Godhead does not allow any of his devotees or assistants to be engaged in sense gratification. And he quoted Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told Nityananda Prabhu, if you just sit down here in Jagannath Puri with me and just do meditation, chant Hare Krishna, and just be satisfied with that, that is good for you. What about the whole world? What will happen to the whole world? A responsible person, a devotee, does not feel satisfied with his own happiness. A serious devotee wants to see that the whole world is happy. Therefore, they will take risk to preach. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, go to Bengal, spread Krishna consciousness. I have a mission of coming here. My mission is to see that the whole world have access to Krishna consciousness. That's the mission. And all the acharyas, they have the same mission. Spread Krishna consciousness is our mission, to spread Krishna consciousness. Not giving introduction to people. That is not introduction. That is not just introduction. We introduce people to Krishna consciousness. When people are attracted to Krishna consciousness, now we have to train them. Have to train them to become well grounded in Krishna consciousness. Why? Because they are the future. So when you look at the future of ISKCON, by looking at the quality of our devotion today, how does it look like? Suppose, are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Suppose this movement, this ISKCON is in your hand today. Suppose with the level of our Krishna consciousness now, with the level of our Krishna consciousness, suppose ISKCON is in your hand now. What do you think will happen to this movement? All their gurus are gone. All their GPCs are gone. And you are the only person. Now ISKCON is given to you. What do you think would happen to this movement? Thank you. You're very sincere. Thank you. So please, let us think about this. It's not just a question to intimidate us. No. It is awakening of our consciousness to the reality. Let us see what is happening. We are not just to cook prasadam, offer to the deity and eat, and go out and shout Hare Krishna and just come back to the temple. It is more than that. It is more than that. What is more? What is more is that leader that is potent to maintain the purity of this movement after everyone is gone. That is important. This is idea. This is what we are looking for. We want to see any of us who is looking towards this. What will I do if everything is in my hand? Am I sure that I will keep this movement on with the level of my mentality, the level of my practice? If we, very sincere, will say like this, that no. Therefore, what to do? What to do? Let me try to put more effort into my practice by sincerely begging all our acharyas to please use me and make me that instrument. Lord Ramachandra, you don't come here to come and kill so many demons. You see what I have done? All right? Bye-bye. See you next time. No. He has come here to come and teach us the way and establish the principle. After killing Ravana, Lord Ramachandra just left Ayodhya. He did what? He installed Bibhishan, a devotee. He installed him on the throne. Now you are the leader. You stay here and lead. He didn't just walk out. So we are hearing the activities of the Supreme Lord. We are hearing activities of the devotees of the Lord. Don't make it a story only. You should make it a reality. My life, should be given to Krishna consciousness for this purpose. That I have a responsibility. After the father, who is next? The son. We are the children of this movement. What is our understanding about Krishna consciousness? So Lord Ramachandra is doing that. This is what he's doing. He is establishing eternal principle which will continue for eternity. And whenever and wherever there is a discrepancy, the Lord comes to rectify it. He comes to redeem that. And he said that is his eternal activity. It's eternal activity. Paritana sadunam vinasaya chaduskritam dharma samtadana pataya yuge yuge sambhavami. Millennium after millennium I do this. Means what? This is my eternal occupation, to constantly check what is wrong and rectify it. It's the duty of the leader, so that the truth will be maintained. For Prabhupada said yesterday, those who are interested in Krishna consciousness, those who are interested in Krishna consciousness will have a place to exist. Just like those who are not in Krishna consciousness, they are existing. So the devotees who are interested in Krishna consciousness will also have existence. For that purpose, the Lord is coming to teach the process, to re-establish the process, and empowering his devotees to keep it on. The fire of Krishna consciousness will be maintained. It's our responsibility. So not just the Lord is coming. Treta Yuga, he came in Treta Yuga. Why are we celebrating? What are we celebrating? This is Kali Yuga, not Treta Yuga. What are we talking about, Lord Ramachandra? We're looking at what is he doing? What is the Lord doing? What is he doing that we have to hear about it? What is it? Yes. He's establishing the truth, which should be maintained, and the process of maintaining that is our duty. So Lord Ramachandra does not want devotee to simply eat and just feel satisfied. No. Make sacrifice. Have you ever seen anyone in our tradition that did not make sacrifice to keep this movement on? Ramachandra, how many years? 14 years. What is that? Sacrifice. We cannot make anything wonderful happen without sacrifice. Does he need to go to the forest? The Lord, the Supreme Lord. Does he need somebody to tell him, go to the forest, and he will obey that and go to the forest? No, he's teaching us the process. If we want to become responsible, sacrifice is needed. Sacrifice is needed. Sacrifice is needed. Tapasya is needed to purify us. So we get a lot of questions. What? Sacrifice, austerity, charity should never be given up. Why? 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 They purify even sages. Not just to do it, because they purify even sages. He mentioned sages, he didn't say conditioned souls. Even those who are already purified, they get more purified by these activities. Therefore, na tyajam should never be given up, should be maintained. So the Prabhupada, did he perform sacrifice? Prabhupada, did he do sacrifice? Right? So Prabhupada had many strokes, Prabhupada. To give a Krishna consciousness, he had many strokes in America. In India, he was knocked down by sun. In Delhi, he was knocked down by a car in Mumbai. What is that? Sacrifice. Is it to make money? He's suffering like this to make money? He's teaching the process. We need to make sacrifice to make something happen for the benefit of the whole world. They make sacrifice. Ramachandra is going to the forest. He's in the forest. He sacrificed for us. If we want to be a devotee, Rupa Goswami said what? Sato vritte. Sato vritte means what? Sato vritte. So what do you mean by follow? Follow acharya. It means what? Follow acharya. What does it mean? What of their sacrifice? What about their sacrifice? No? No? No. We should not follow their sacrifice? Follow everything. Sato vritte means you should follow them. Follow them. As they did. They don't just come and give us instruction. They live their personal life as an example for us. You should follow that. That is sato vritte. Not just, okay, Prabhupada says chance is here and okay, chance is here. And then what? And then? The sacrifice he made, we shouldn't follow that? Yes. Sato vritte. We should understand the word of our acharyas. We should follow them. That word purifies us and makes us a responsible representative. Ramachandra sent his brothers, you go out, preach Krishna consciousness. Make sure we extend the mercy of the Lord so that people can have access to Krishna consciousness. So they went. And in that process, all the kings will accept the supremacy of the emperor and will pay taxes. Yes, we accept you. It was a custom, and this custom in some places is still current, that all other kings would have to accept the supremacy of the emperor. If the king of a small state did not accept the emperor's supremacy, there would be a fight, and the king of the small state would be obliged to accept the emperor as the supreme. Otherwise, it will not be possible for the emperor to rule the country. If you are a leader and within your jurisdiction, some people under you are saying that we don't want to obey you, will you lead properly in that place? It will be very, very difficult for you to lead, because whatever instruction you give will be contracted. So even in the material world, when somebody takes over a position, he would arrest and punish all those who are challenging his position, so that he can have his people planted in everywhere to have his management in peace. In spiritual leadership, the same. So you see, in Bhagavad Gita, Rukesha mentioned a kshatriya must have power. If you have no power, you are not a kshatriya. A kshatriya must have power. Have power means what? Their order must be followed by everyone. It's a power. A leader must have that power, that the announcement today, a lecture will be from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock. Everybody had to attend. That is power. It must be there. If the power is not there, they're not a leader. And very soon will be dethroned. That is the system. Lord Ramachandra showed his favor to his brothers by ordering them to go out. Many of the Lord's devotees residing in Vrindavan have taken the vow not to leave Vrindavan to preach Krishna consciousness. But the Lord says that Krishna consciousness should be spread all over the world, in every village and every town. So we have to do that. Spread the message of Krishna consciousness. It's our duty. It's our responsibility. While the Lord was here, Lord Machana was here, performing so many activities. Some were bewildered to see the activities of the Lord. It is normal. The devotees will understand the Lord. The non-devotee would never understand the Lord. Lord Ramachandra was in a forest in Nasik. Agastya Muni was there. Lord Machanda was visiting all the sages and the saints. He visited all of them. They recognized the Lord who has come to protect them. So they offer him due respect and worship him. And they were very happy that the perfection of the austerity, penances, all the sacrifices they were making has brought the presence of their Lord to their ashram. We satisfy. And Garsamuni gave Lord Ramachandra the weapon to kill Ravana. He also taught him the mantra. The Lord does not know. The omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Lord does not know. He says he has to teach him. It's his pastimes. But Machanda came to honor his devotees. Krishna takes pleasure in glorifying his devotees. So after he was trained by Garsamuni how to use the weapon, Ramachandra was carrying the weapon with him. When he left the ashram, and Lord Shiva came with a Parvati to visit Garsamuni. Garsamuni was very happy and he told him, "The Supreme Lord Ramachandra is right here in the forest. Go and take darshan." Lord Shiva was very happy. He was happy and he ran searching for the Lord. When he saw the Lord, he fell down flat to offer obeisances. That time, Sita Devi has been kidnapped. Lord Ramachandra is looking for Sita Devi. Sita, Sita, Sita. Ramachandra is chanting the name of his wife and crying. Lord Shiva and Parvati saw him in that state, crying and chanting the name. He was not chanting Hare Krishna, he was chanting Sita, Sita. Lord Shiva offered obeisances fully and he bathed the lotus feet of the Lord with the tears from his lotus eyes. In the forest. And Lord Ramachandra stood there for Lord Shiva to satisfy himself. He stood there. He is also shedding tears, crying for his wife. Lord Shiva is crying out of ecstatic love of Godhead, and he washed the lotus feet of Lord Ramachandra with his own tears. Sati didn't offer obeisance to Ramachandra. She was doubtful. Is it the Lord? Is it the Supreme Lord crying for a woman? Can the Lord cry for a woman? Lord Ramachandra is not crying for a woman. Lord Ramachandra is crying for a devotee. Not a woman. It's a devotee he's crying for. Sati did not understand that. We should be very, very careful. We should be very, very careful. Wait. Our mundane eyes, mundane mind, mundane senses, mundane considerations, assumption is very dangerous. Assumption. I think. It is not everything we think that is correct. I think. Prabhupada condemns this, I think. We should think. We should not be mindless. We have mind to think. We should think. But we should confirm our thought. Otherwise, we can assume that something is within our understanding, which is beyond our understanding. Our assumption will make us to make a mistake. So we have been warned, don't go to a saddle with eyes. Once you go to the saddle with the ears. The saddle is seeing the supreme personality of God with eyes. Lord Shiva saw the same person with purity, his consciousness. So he offered obeisances to the Lord, and tears of love of God came from his eyes. But his wife was dry for lack of Krishna consciousness. So she was thinking, how can a person who is so attached to a woman be considered a wonderful person? Huh? She didn't offer obeisance to Ramachandra. Because she assumed that this is ordinary person who is attached to a woman. And when the woman is lost, he wants to die. It is, many people have done that. Many people have died because of man, because of woman. Many people have died, and many people will still die because of a man or a woman. Even Hare Krishna devotees, because my husband left me, I have not been chanting. Because my husband left me, so I have not been chanting. It is happening. Because I lost my wife, so I've not been chanting. Why Krishna did this to me? Many devotees, Hare Krishna devotees, have stopped chanting because of a husband or a wife. Or not even a husband and wife, even friend, boyfriend or girlfriend. I love this boy so much that the boy just disappointed me, and because of that I'm not chanting Hare Krishna. The Lord is trying to show us a mirror to know where we belong, where we are in our Krishna consciousness. The Lord is always very, very kind. When we say the Lord is kind, we should try to understand how kind is the Lord, or how is he doing it. We think that the Lord is very kind means that the Lord will always maintain my sense gratification facilities. Oh, the Lord is very kind to me. The Lord is very kind because he can show us where we are so that we can learn to correct ourselves where we are going wrong. But we don't see it. So many devotees have stopped chanting because of their wife or their husband. Lord Shiva was very, very happy seeing Lord Ramachandra. Even though he was crying, Sita, 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 Lord Shiva knew everything. Bhakti Amama Bi Janati Yavan Chasmi Tatwataha. Only a devotee will enter into the mysteries of understanding Krishna. Non-devotees have no access. But Shiva knew that. Whatever the Lord is doing externally, that is his pastimes. The Lord and his pure devotees, they have the tendency to cover themselves up from non-devotees. They hide. They hide. Pure devotees always hide. If any one of us here would have met Vamsidas Babaji Maharaj, if any one of us here have ever met him, I don't know how many of us will consider him to be our spiritual master or will approach him to initiate it. I don't know how many of us will do that. Because when you look at his external activities, you will wonder, how is this activity devotional? But he is a Paramahamsa. If any one of us would have met Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, I don't have no question, would also approach him for Diksha. When you look at his external activities, but he's a Paramahamsa. And many like that. So our assumption should be confirmed. Otherwise, we stand 90% the chance to be wrong. Like Sati. She mistook the Supreme Lord crying for a woman. She did not know that the Lord is not crying for a woman. The Lord is crying for a devotee who has given her life completely to him. It's the duty of our channel to protect the Sita Devi. She has given her life. So who should protect her? Who? The Lord should give the protection. She has given herself completely to him. And he's doing just that. Less intelligent people will misunderstand. So she didn't offer obeisance to the Lord. Lord Machanda was there. Lord Shiva was there. It took him a long time to regain consciousness and offer prayers to Lord Machanda. Lord Machanda embraced him. They were happy with each other. Lord Shiva was still under that state, was still inside while he was going back to his abode with his wife. When they got back to his abode, Lord Shiva observed his wife was still very disturbed at heart. She's still worried. How is that man the Supreme Lord? Even though they have left there, and she saw her own husband, offer obeisances and falling in ecstasy, still, she didn't take it. She was still thinking, how is this man the Supreme Lord? Lord Machanda crying for a woman. This is an ordinary man who is attached to a woman, crying when the woman is gone. How can this be Lord, the Lord? So Lord Shiva noticed that. And Lord Shiva told her, my dear wife, because you are my wife, you don't listen to me. When tell you that the person you saw is the Supreme Lord. So please, go and meet Narada Muni. Narada Muni would explain everything to you.
As soon as Lord Shiva said this, she became very happy. Yes, I'm free now. She left the husband. Lord Shiva said, go to Narada Muni. She didn't go to Narada Muni. She came back. From there, she came back down and went straight back to the forest. And Ramachandra was crying, Sita, Sita, Sita. She came in the front and changed her body, her form into Sita. I was standing there. Lakshman saw her. She wanted to, Sita! But he noticed that some things were missing. So he didn't shout. He kept quiet. He waited for the Lord to confirm. Assumption should be confirmed. So Lakshman waited. And then Lord Machanda came. Sita, Sita, Sita. And look at. And he came out. Sati, what are you doing here? She couldn't hide. Also, she came back to her form. Lord Machanda said, what is this you are doing? The Lord did not refer to himself. He directly addressed her issue. You see, leadership. Ramachandra said, it is not good for a chaste woman to be in a forest alone without your husband. Why are you here without your husband? The Lord didn't tell her, why have you come here to test me? He didn't do that. He didn't mention it to her. See, why are you in the forest alone without your husband? This is not chastity. It's wrong. Don't do this. Please, go back to your husband. By then, she's already very disturbed. She was very disturbed. The Lord has exposed her. And the Lord continued to cry, Sita, Sita. She became completely bewildered. So while she was going back, she saw in the sky Sita, Ram, Lakshman, Hanuman, and all the demigods were doing puja. Sing, sing. Sing. No, no. Sing for Ram. Yes.
Rajopati Raghava Sitaram Patita Pavana Sitaram Rajopati Raghava Rajaram Patita Pavana Sitaram Sitaram, Sitaram, Patita Pavana Sitaram. Sitaram, Sitaram, Patita Pavana Sitaram.
So she saw that When she looked down, when she looked down, she saw Cité. She was completely bewildered. What is this? She looked up there, the puja was going on completely. The Lord is sitting on the throne. She looked down, the Lord is looking for Sita Devi, crying. Her heart became full of doubts about herself. What have I done now? Committed an offense to the Supreme Lord. Not only that, she was doubting the supremacy of Ramachandra, she tested Ramachandra. She came to test him to see how is he the Supreme Personality of Godhead crying for a woman. Ramachandra proved to her, I am the Supreme. I am the Supreme. In all my activities, I'm the same, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, unchanged. She couldn't know what to do. When we commit offense, how do we feel? Very much embarrassed. Anyway, she managed to go to her husband. And when she got there, Lord Shiva smiled at her. And it made the situation more devastating for her. Lord Shiva said, have you seen what you are looking for? You got what you are looking for? I told you to go to Narada. But where did you go? To go and test the Lord. Have you gotten what you are looking for? You got it? What would she say? Very embarrassed. For this offense he committed to Lord Machanda, she died. She committed suicide. This is the the result of offenses. Apparat, very dangerous. She died. When her father was Daksha, was performing Jagya, she came, but Daksha did not receive her. Lord Shiva warned her, don't go there. She said, my father, yes, even if your father, even if your brother, even if your friend, once you're not invited, don't go there. She went. And Daksha didn't. She couldn't take that. She cremated herself. It's a result of the offenses she committed to Ramachandra. And when she killed herself, Lord Shiva became very angry. Lord Shiva came there. What is associated? It was devastation. And Shiva took her body and he dies. Lord Shiva was going to destroy the whole world. And Lord Vishnu saw that Lord Vishnu came and took the body from Lord Shiva and threw it. Some part fell in Nasik. Now if you go there, it is called Tirtha Chakra. Tirtha? Huh? Tirtha Chakra. Before it is Lalita Kund, but now they have changed the name to Chakra Tirtha. Chakra Tirtha. Because it's now it's revolving. It's revolving. Originally it is Lalita Kund. That's body of Sati. Some part fell in Calcutta and the temple is there. Some part fell in
Nasik also, where it is called Trimbukan. I forgot the name. So Shiva's deity. The temple. Yes. So auspiciousness were created because of that. When you go to Nasik now, you see Chakra Tirtha, and people go there to do parikrama there. It's not in the scripture. It's not in the scripture, but people are ecstatic, so they are taking advantage. It's good. Nasik is very nice place. Of course, in India, everywhere is nice, because the Lord has performed passing everywhere. Lord Ramachandra appeared in Nasik. Before, now if you go there, you see his deity on the shoulder of Hanuman. Hanuman went to the Patal planet to bring, the demon kidnapped Lakshman and Ramchandra. Hanuman went there, killed the demon, and took the Lord on his shoulder. So if you go there, you see the huge deity of Hanuman with Ram Lakshman on his shoulder. But before then, his father has performed austerity in Nasik. Sorry, Naimisharanya. Dasarath Maharaj. Before he became Dasarath Maharaj, he is Swayambhuva Manu. Swayambhuva Manu. After ruling the universe, when he retired, he came to Nasik. Sorry, Naimisharanya. And there he performed austerity for years. Lord Vishnu, Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma came to him 2 times with his wife, Satarupa. Both of them performed austerity, Naimisharanya. What are you looking for? He said, no, we don't want you. Please go. We don't want you. Go. They continue with the austerity. Brahma, Shiva, Vishnu, they came again, second time. Please, we don't want you. Don't come here again. Go. Then Lord Machana came. Say, yes. We want to have a son like you. Lord Machana said, I don't have 2 rams. So you cannot have a son like me. So since there is no second ram, I will become your son. So I give you the blessing. Then they stop the austerity. And then after that life, they became Dasarath and Kausalya. Yes, Swayambhuva Manu. I was in Nasik. Naimisharanya. That is Nasik. Naimisharanya. Powerful place. So Ramachandra, he performed Jagya in Naimisharanya. 16,000 sacrifices he performed. And each time he performed, by then Sita Devi also disappeared. Eh? Of course, you have a place here, he disappeared, but they heard that she had disappeared in Naimisharanya. Each time he performed his jagya, he would make image of Sita, keep by his by his side. After some time, all the images he made became live sitters. Became live. And approach him, you are our husband, so we want to sleep with you. Ramachandra said, no, I took a vow to marry only one wife. Yeah, we are sitters. We are sitters. We sat with you when I performed austerity. We are sitting with you. So we are not different. Sitter. But you have many sitters now. What are many or not? We are sitters. So you have to sleep with us. You have a husband. So Ramachandra thought for a while. Said, okay, no problem. No problem. I will sleep with you my next incarnation. So I give all of you blessing. You become gopis in the next life. So Jagyasitas became gopis in the next life. And Lord Machanda, at this time now, is Krishna. Dance with them Rasa Lila. Fulfill their desire. Lord Machanda performed austerity. Although the Supreme Person of God, he performed austerity by lying on the grass. He's called Darbaram. He was sleeping on top of grass only. Just the grass, he lay on the floor and he lay down there to perform austerity. So that the living entities, conditioned souls, will have the mercy to take to Krishna consciousness. Perform austerity. To show us the way. When he appeared, Ramachandra was so wonderful in his character. Everybody loves him. Everybody. Everybody. He stole the heart. He stole the heart of everyone by his nobility, his sweet nature, his handsome body. Everything about him is very sweet. People loved him. And unanimously, everybody desired, yes, we are waiting for you to become our king. Everybody was chanting this mantra for Lord Machanda. We are waiting for you to become our king. Because you are the perfection of our eyesight, you are the perfection of our mind, you are the perfection of our intelligence, you are the perfection of our life, you are the perfection of everything they sacrifice. You are the perfection. Everybody loved him. Because he cared for everyone. What we had inside, he would show outside. Because the Lomachandra loves everyone, everybody loves him. So he's teaching us the process here, that he has appeared to kill demons and give opportunity for devotees to practice Krishna consciousness. So today we are celebrating that. What are we celebrating? Cook plenty prasadam and eat. That's a celebration? That we can do any day. We can cook plenty prasadam and eat every day. So what is so special about today? What is so special is that today, if you pray to Lord Machanda, your prayer will be answered. He will answer any day, but today is special. That he is more prominent. He's more prominent. But when you offer him prayers today, he will hear you and manifest it immediately. Because the birthday is a special day for everybody. Is it not? Even people who are very, very, very stingy, if you want to get something from them, go and beg them on their birthday. They will give you something. So what about those who are magnanimous? They will give you everything. So if we want to get Ramachandra, today we should pray to him. We should pray my dear Lord, please. You came to kill demons, but I am that demon. Demons are my constant associates. I am one of them. Please help me to remove this demonic tendency in me so that I will have the mercy to practice real Christian consciousness, to become a real devotee, quality, bona fide devotee. Today we can pray to Him. We can express our feelings to the Lord. Please, here are my weakness. I have a lot of weaknesses in my devotee life. Please, rectify my life. This is a demon you are coming to kill today. For today, you already killed Ravana. Today, I am the Ravana. A tiny one. A tiny Ravana. Please help me to rectify my life so I can become a devotee. The purpose of my taking to Krishna consciousness can become fulfilled. Ramachandra will be very, very pleased to grant us this prayer, to help us become a devotee, which is like a touchstone. And whoever comes in contact with us will develop interest to become a devotee also. Ramchandra Bhagawan ki. Questions or comments? Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you so much, Maharaj, for the very wonderful class. Maharaj, as you were telling in the later part of the class, that on special days, especially like today, Ram Navami, the Lord is very merciful, and we should go and express our prayers to the Lord, seek strength and overcome our weaknesses. At the same time, Maharaj, many times, consciously or unconsciously, we have many unwanted desires in our heart. And when we are chanting, when we are doing kirtans, many times those desires also percolate in our heart. So then we feel very fearful that if the Lord fulfills these desires, then it's very, very horrible. So Maharaj, how to overcome them and how to always maintain that we are praying to the Lord for the right things and overcome these unwanted things?
We should pray for spiritual desires. Our prayer should go for spiritual desires. Please, my dear Lord, do not fulfill my material desires. Only my spiritual desires. Please, even if the desire there, please, my dear Lord, don't fulfill them. Fulfill only my spiritual desires. Material desires are many, but the tiny spiritual desire which I have, please, my Lord, help to expand it for me. This is how we should pray to the Lord. Because material desires, they will always put us into trouble. Always. There's no time material desires will be good for us. It will always put us into trouble. And they are always there. It is a spiritual desire which is not there. So let us go for that which you don't have. You pray for the spiritual desire which is not there. Even if it is there, it's not strong. So you beg the Lord to help us make it strong. This is the kind of prayer we should pray. The Lord will be very, very happy to help us fulfill these desires. To make us very strong devotees. increase our spiritual desires. And automatically our material desire will be trashed out. And that becomes the success of our Christian consciousness. So for days like this is a wonderful opportunity for us to make advancement. So we shouldn't be thinking about fasting, and expecting prasadam. We should not think about this. We should think about, the Lord is so merciful and has come for me. So let him help us to do that thing he has come for. Destroy the demonic mentality in us and expand the spiritual desire, which is what we should have. So today is a day for this kind of meditation. Today is a day we can expand our spiritual desire, our Christian consciousness, by taking advantage of the auspiciousness the Lord has created by his appearance. Don't think about food. Don't think about fasting. Forget them. Think about the Lord. The wonderful activities he has performed. We should think about this. How he's so merciful that he's coming, even though we don't appreciate him. But still, he's making effort to help us. We should appreciate all this. Today, we should be thinking about this. How wonderful the Lord is. Constantly making arrangements how we can be saved. While we are constantly making arrangements how to run away from the Lord's mercy, the Lord is constantly making arrangements how to get us. We should appreciate this from the Lord. Then we will consider ourselves to be celebrating the appearance of the Lord. Constantly thinking about fasting, about the prasadam we're going to take after that, is not the way to celebrate the appearance of the Lord and his pure devotees. Any other question? Comment? Do you have questions? You can make comments.
Maharaj, we have heard there are three level of devotees: Kanishta Adhikari, then Madhyam Adhikari, then Uttam Adhikari. So in our case, like, we are neophyte devotees, so how we can, what steps we can take to raise ourselves to Madhyam Adhikari eventually?
Kanishta position is very, very risky. Kanishta position is risky, very risky, because we can easily make offense to anybody, easily. To Uttam Bhakta, to Madhyam Bhakta, even to Kanishta, easily we can make offense from Kanishta platform. It's a risky position. So it is very, very important for all of us to try to raise our standard to Madhyam. Madhyam is secure. Kanishta is not secure. So how do we raise our standard to Madhyam and then ultimately to Uttam? One is observance of Ram Navami. Ram Navami. We should observe that fully. We mentioned before that we shouldn't think about fasting. We shouldn't think about food. Just think about Ramachandra. Just think about him. Pray to him sincerely for help. Tell him our difficulties, where we are weak. We should express all this to him. Beg him for forgiveness for all our nonsense, misdeeds, mistakes, and offenses. We should beg. Constantly, we should beg. Every devotee should always feel, today is a chance for me to make advancement. And pray seriously. Prayer, very important. If we want to make it in Krishna consciousness, we must learn how to pray. And especially for days like today, appearance of the Supreme Lord, it's a wonderful chance. The whole day we should be thinking about his activities, what the Lord did, why he did all this is for me. So what lesson I have to learn from here, which we're trying to explain. We have explained many. If we can take them and practice them every day in our life. That is strict sadhana. Strict sadhana. When we do this, we will get the mercy. Then we can step up. We will be upgraded. Strong sadhana, strict sadhana, sincere sadhana is very, very important. If you want to rise, not weak sadhana, strong sadhana. So you see, Srila Prabhupada mentioned Bhagavad Gita chapter 9, text 14, purport. 9, 14, purport. There are certain days which are called determined. This is what Prabhupada wrote today. There are certain days which are called determined. Which days? Kadam Navami, Ekadasi, Janmasami, all this. Prabhupada said they are called determined. So wonderful, auspicious days. The devotee is, he referring to the word Dridha Vrata in that sloka. Determined. So these days, we should not think about food, we should not think about fasting. We should just focus our attention. Reduce our talking, reduce our demands of the body, reduce all of them, and increase our spiritual demand. These are called determined days. Ekadasi, Janmasami, Ram Navami, Gaur Purnima, Nityananda Tridasi, Nrisingha Chaturdasi. After this, next month, Nrisingha Chaturdasi. These are determined days. We should make the best use of them. This is how we can step up. Strong sadhana. We'll be promoted. Weak sadhana cannot give us promotion. But strong sadhana will give us promotion. And that should be regular. Every day. Every day. Not some days. Every day. Rupa Goswami already taught us we should discipline our senses. Right? We're discussing. We should discipline the senses. In this way, we can step up. If you give freedom to the senses, Narada Muni, Prahlad Maharaj said, if you give freedom to the senses, you won't make it. You cannot make it. We should not give freedom to the senses. Prahlad Maharaj is dangerous. Matirina Krishna Pratu Satova Mitubi Padita Grihavratanum Adanta Gubi Bishatam Tamishra Puna Puna Charvana Charvana Adanta Gubi, proper translated it, giving freedom to the senses. What does it go? Tamishra. It will take us to hell. But when we discipline the senses, Rupa Goswami said, we'll become Jagat Guru. This is how we can step up. It's a duty of human beings to discipline the senses. Why these days are fast? It's for what? Discipline the senses. But when the facility, the opportunity is given to us, our tendency is, oh, why fasting? Oh, 12 o'clock. Oh, 12 o'clock. Why? The Lord is making mistake by giving us His appearance to fast. It's a mistake from the Lord. Let us try to take full advantage of every facility Krishna and His pure devotees are giving to us. That is the duty of human beings. It is naturally the duty of human beings, not just something, an imposition. Why do you think people who voluntarily go to the forest go and perform tapasya? Why? Because he knows that this is what we should be doing. And he, Abhacharyas, they have made it very nicely, perfectly. The Lord is appearing. He gave us a chance. So today we should think about Ram. Forget about food. If we want to make progress and be promoted to Madhyam and then to Uttambha, Bhakti, Tapashe, Eva, Param, Jyotim, Bhagwan, Madhokshaje, Sarabhuta, Guhava, Sam, Vintati, Antisha, Puman, Tapashe, Eva, Param, Jyotim. It's day today. It's today, good day. So, auspicious, the most auspicious day. So, the most auspicious day means just cook plenty prasadam and eat? Eh? Is that what you think? Today, the appearance of Lord Ramachandra, the most auspicious day of Ramachandra's appearance. So, to cook plenty prasadam, is that what makes it auspicious? That we cannot do any day? I can do any day, but not every day is appearance of the Lord. Say, most auspicious means there's something which is special there. What is that? They have given us opportunity to make advancement. So we should see that and think about that. Think of the Lord. Pray to the Lord. Beg the Lord for mercy, for forgiveness. Let's make it auspicious. That would make it auspicious. Because we are going to be promoted in our Krishna consciousness. Not just cook plenty and eat. Alright? Hare Krishna. Any last question? Or we can close it. Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, on one hand we hear that even if someone performs little devotional service, he will be advanced very much. And in Kali Yuga also we see that the persons are not so much controlled or in their senses and in mind. So, but we also demand that there should not be any offense, or we should be always thinking of Lord 24/7. means there are also demands also. At the same time we say even if someone performs little devotional service he will advance. So these appears contradictory.
It's good, good question. There are two things. One thing is that some preaching are for encouragement. Oh, don't worry, there's no hard and fast rules in chanting Hare Krishna mantra. That's encouragement. To invite us, just take to Krishna consciousness. Is it not? If there's no hard and fast rule for chanting Hare Krishna, why do you have 10 offenses to avoid it? So it's an encouragement. We are encouraged to continue. This process is very simple. Don't worry. Just chant Hare Krishna. Just chant Hare Krishna. It's encouragement. But actually, it's difficult. Yes. Very, very difficult. Very, very difficult. So, it's not cheating. It's not cheating. We have to be encouraged to do what we're supposed to do, which we don't know. We don't want. So those who are experienced, they try to encourage us. Oh, don't worry, continue. When we take to eat, we continue to practice. The practice will purify us, then it will help us to understand. Oh, I have to be very, very serious with my chanting. I have to avoid 10 offenses for chanting if I want perfection. That will come naturally as we avoid this. That's the meaning. That's the reason. So now that we have taken to it, when a child becomes adult, right? You don't have to treat him like a child again. Now you have to treat him like adult. See, Ramachandra, he didn't keep the brothers as his servant in the house. He knows that they are all mature now. They have to do something. So he gave them positions to keep them active and become useful for them, for their lives, and make everyone also useful in their own life. That is what is happening. So we should put effort. We should try to maximize our Christian consciousness by observing these holy days very nicely. Alright? Hare Krishna. Shri Sitaram Lakshmana. Sorry. Let me see. Another question. Please tell how we can follow celibacy at subtle level. Okay. How can we follow celibacy at subtle level? That was the question. Don't eat late at night. Do not eat heavy prasadam late in the night. From 5 o'clock, don't eat from 5 o'clock. Want to eat? You should eat 5 o'clock, no more eating. That is one. Second, keep the mind busy in studying the scriptures, hearing about Krishna, doing service for Krishna, keep the mind busy in Krishna service. Don't keep the mind empty. It will go for unnecessary talk. Keep the mind busy in Krishna conscious activities. If the mind is busy in Krishna consciousness, we will never have time to think of unnecessary things. Unnecessary thing will not come because the mind is occupied. Something which you cannot physically get, will get it subtly. So for example, you are desiring, I want Rolls Royce car, and in my life, I may not have the money to buy that. Christian will allow us to get it in a dream. In a dream, you'll be driving that. At least you can have it. No? The same with everything else. That is his sex life or material desire for some other things, it will also come like that. If the mind is not busy with these things, you will forget them. So keep the mind busy. Three. Number three. You want more? Huh? Read Krishna book before sleeping, or you hear a lecture. Either you hear a lecture or read Krishna book. The last thing before you sleep, and think of that. You should go to bed with that. My Gurudev, His Holiness Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, taught about mindful sleep. You know what it means? Do you know what it means by mindful sleep? Mindful. You should sleep mindfully. You know what it means? If you are sleeping, how can you be mindful? Some of you ask me this question. If you are sleeping, you are dead. But my Gurudev taught devotees to be sleeping mindfully. So how do we do that? How do we have a mindful sleep? Read. So read and remember that thing you are reading and go to sleep with that. That is mindful sleep. When you will see that when you do this consciously, you will see that while you are sleeping, you continue reading. Or you continue japa. In the dream, you'll be chanting japa, or you'll be in a lecture in the dream, or you're doing haranam in the dream. That is mindful sleep. It will happen only if we do it in the daytime consciously. Then it will affect the subtle body. When the subtle body is affected, you will continue with that activity in the dream. That is mindful sleep. That is Krishna consciousness. Krishna say man mana, that's what it means, practical man mana. Does it make sense? Everything we do through the day, it will manifest, it will show while we're sleeping. So if you want to have a Krishna conscious sleep, these are the principles. Do you want the last one? Huh? Don't sleep in the afternoon. Don't sleep in afternoon. Srila Prabhupada ki, Sisi Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Sri Ram Navami Maha Mahotsava ki, Itai Gopimanandi.